in the lunchtime edition. Mandatory GPS tracking of minibuses and route taxis by the authorities and yearly reapplying for permits are among some of the new PSV regulations transport officials will be discussing with operators in a meeting this afternoon. The owners object to some of these strict new rules. Teachers still concerned about the readiness of schools as the new school year commences. A tree crashes down on a car at Blackrock St. Michael, slightly injuring a passing motorist. Witnesses say it was due to a lightning strike. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Minibus and route taxi owners are likely to raise objection to several aspects of the new regulations for the sector when they meet today with officials of the Ministry of Transport and Works. The public service vehicle operators have been invited to a briefing this afternoon. That's the first in a series of stakeholder consultations on the new PSV regulations that are being implemented very soon. This comes as a route taxi driver has had his license suspended for 2 weeks, at least in the first instance, for reckless driving that was captured in a viral video that triggered widespread concern about perceived indiscipline in the PSV sector. Minister of Transport and Works Sanchez Bradshaw tells Starcom Network News the new regulations are part of efforts to try to stamp out what she calls the bad behavior in the sector. And today's meeting is to prepare the operators for what's to come shortly.
So the regulations are really only the first part, but we have to explain it so people understand it. And we also had to make sure that all of our systems of due process are properly followed to make sure that all of the forms for people to appeal, you know, all of the letters that would need to go, that we have all of the precedents in place, that we've established the committees for appeal to ensure that people understand that there is not only a process to adjudicate, but there's also a process if persons feel that they have been wronged by a particular decision as well.
Minister of Transport and Works Sanchez Bradshaw. Meantime, Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, tells Starcom Network News that the new regulations require mandatory GPS tracking of PSVs by the Transport Authority.
You have to apply yearly to renew your permit. They're asking for a medical certificate for your driver. A driver is not linked to a minibus or ZR. So his medical certificate may be needed for his driver's license, but not for an owner to renew their permit. The mandatory GPS to be monitored by Transport Authority. We agree with the GPS, but to be monitored by the owners. And if needed, there is an issue then to provide the Transport Authority with the footage of an incident. Sure, that is not a problem. Those are the main issues that we have.
Indeed, he says the owners disagree with some of these new requirements.
Why would we have to reapply for permit every year? There was a time back when Tom Adams had said that the permit is the property of the owners, which means it could be handed out to their heirs. But unfortunately, this administration seems to be going in a different direction. The permit are supposed to be the property, and they have changed that up. Again, GPS is of invasion of privacy. That is something that we're be having issues with. Sure, right? To have GPS on the vehicles, most of us have it. It's not an issue. To provide the data when needed, that is not a problem either. But for the Transport Authority to be monitoring our vehicles every day, no, that is the question.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is urging the Ministry of Education to ensure all schools are ready before the start of the new term. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, says some teachers return to work today only to find themselves in an environment where industrial cleaning and other maintenance work was still ongoing.
Why would we have to reapply?
Teachers are back on the job and ready and willing to deliver instruction come next week. However, we have some concerns that were raised by our members, including the fact that industrial cleaning is still ongoing at some schools. The union does not want this practice to continue, and we are imploring the Ministry of Education to ensure that any work done during the certification period is completed well before the start of the school term. This includes the Plan V. We are monitoring the situation. There are still some schools where work is being done, and there are some schools that work was scheduled to be done that wasn't done. So we are still monitoring the situation. But we are going to do a walkthrough this week. The date is unknown at this time.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, in the lunchtime edition. A female motorist was injured when a tree fell on her car as she was driving along Black Rock Main Road, St. Michael, this morning. Eyewitnesses blame a lightning strike. The police say the incident happened about 10:40 a.m. The woman, the sole occupant of the vehicle, was driving along the Black Rock Road in the area of the old KFC building when a casuarina tree fell on her car. She suffered minor injuries and was treated by ambulance service paramedics. The road was impassable, at least temporarily, and motorists were being advised to avoid the area. A security guard who was working at a nearby fitness gym witnessed the incident.
I was outside standing up on my cell phone outside the gym, and I saw when the lightning struck on the pole above the other side of the gym, which was far lightning, and it traveled onto the road, on the sidewalk, up to the trees, and ricocheted the tree trunk out to the ground. I had a loud commotion, which damaged a higher car accident by that, and it was very scary because a guy was actually on the side of the sidewalk standing up when it happened, and he had to run from there towards the gym side, or he would have got hit from the same tree trunk.
He says it was a very close call, and the motorist and others could have been badly injured.
Well, the driver, when I made a sport to her, she actually saw that the lightning is actually what caused the tree trunk to come out of the ground or from the road. She said no, she haven't seen that. But I told her, I was by the gym standing up, and I saw when the lightning struck the power lines and come on across the road, onto the ground, on the tree road, and then the locomotion happened. But she just had some minor little injuries from injuries, scattered glass on her hand. She and the guy on the sidewalk, they lost their life. For then, as we know, there's nothing to play with. When I was in New York, a witness actually licked someone off of their feet and killed them.
A witness today to today's incident where a tree fell on a car at Black Rock Main Road. Barbados Meteorological Services says it's closely monitoring the progress of two areas of low pressure located to the east of the island. However, meteorologist Jonathan Alling says there are no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados.
On the current forecast tracks, both systems are expected to track north of Barbados over the weekend. As such, these systems pose no direct threat to Barbados. The environmental conditions are conducive for the slow development of these systems over the coming days. However, while no direct impacts are expected for Barbados, the presence of these systems in our region will extend the period of light wind speeds, uncomfortably warm days, and heat stresses for persons on the island. Additionally, localized afternoon showers will remain likely during the coming days.
Meteorologist Jonathan Alling, former U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened prosecution and long-term prison sentences, his words, for election officials and political operatives if he again wins the presidency in November. He suggested that the election officials could cheat in the 2024 election. Mr. Trump, again falsely claiming Democrats engaged in fraudulent behavior in 2020, said he and attorneys and legal scholars are watching the 2024 presidential election very closely. Mr. Trump wrote in a post on his social network Truth Social that he later also shared an X, quote, "When I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law," unquote. And a busy bridge in northern Vietnam has collapsed in the wake of Super Typhoon Yagi plunging 10 cars and 2 scooters into the river. Yagi, Asia's most powerful storm this year, has killed more than 60 people. Our top stories. Well, mandatory GPS tracking of minibuses and route taxis by the authorities and yearly reapplying for permits. Among some of the new PSV regulations, transport officials will be discussing with operators in a meeting today. The owners object to some of these strict new rules. Teachers still concerned about the readiness of schools as the new school year commences. A tree crashes down on a car at Black Rock, St. Michael, slightly injuring a passing motorist. Witnesses say it was due to a lightning strike. Met officials monitoring two systems to the east, but they are expected to track north of Barbados. Overseas, Donald Trump threatening to jail election officials if he wins the November U.S. presidential election, and a super typhoon kills 60 people in Vietnam. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.